It is Monday, March 25th, 2024, at 8:01 p.m. There's a very interesting tweet on Twitter X from Citizen Free Press that I'm going to read for you. Tim Burkett calls on Republican voters to kick out the Uniparty members of the GOP. Quote, "We are seeing the beginning of the end of the United States of America. Get them out of here. They are ruining your country." End quote. And there's a link to a video that's 56 seconds long. I watched the video, and this guy pretty much succinctly says what I've been thinking. You know, I don't know if I've talked much about the Chamber of Commerce. He mentioned the National Chamber of Commerce. He said, they don't really give a rip about you, okay? They don't care about the American consumer. They don't care about the American worker. So they're more than happy to hire, you know, to hire illegals, have them work on your roof. So he said, and they fall off your roof, they have to go to the hospital, the ER. It's okay, they'll get fixed up, because you're going to pay for it, because you're a schmuck, basically is what he said. And that's the way that the National Chamber of Commerce views these things. You know, they always talk about the power of the consumer, right? Your right to get more cheap crap from China. Now, how about our right to get good-paying jobs, to get good-paying manufacturing jobs? You know, I've mentioned this before. I'll mention it again. You didn't hear a lot of words like global economy, globalism, globalization. We're in a new global economy. You didn't hear that, say, maybe 20, 25 years ago. You hardly heard it at all. Now it's like, this is a normal thing, right? Where everything is inextricably linked, right? All these corporations, these multinational companies that, once again, are not beholden to the U.S., to our laws, to our Constitution, to our ethics, they couldn't care less, right? It's about cheap labor. You can get cheap labor in China, get slave labor. Now they're looking at Africa, because they can get even cheaper labor out there, right? Conflict diamonds. Ever heard of that movie Blood Diamond with, I believe it's Leonardo DiCaprio, talking about all of these warlords in Africa that are basically, you know, they're strip mining for diamonds and whatnot, and they sell them. You know, these warlords are making money off the backs of these poor people that they're basically using for slave labor to mine these diamonds. You know, the kind that you buy your fiance when you want to get married, things of that nature. But of course, the National Chamber of Commerce, the left, the Uniparty, the globalists, they don't care. Why should they care about those people? Do you think they really, if you think about it, do they really give a rip about the people that are coming across the southern border? Once again, left, if you listen to the left, this whole thing like Sound of Freedom, the whole thing about you know, child trafficking, all this stuff, it's a fairy tale. That's not going on, right? It's purely logical. It's normal for someone to give their, say, you know, 8, 9, 10-year-old daughter, you know, to a coyote that works for the cartels, give them 10, 20, 30, you know, 30,000 pesos, whatever it is, have them, you know, take them across the border, right, to a new life. Oh, by the way, honey, don't forget to send some money here. Once you start working, you got to send it back home now, right? Oh, but we don't know this guy from Adam, but I'm sure he's going to take good care of our beautiful daughter, and we'll hear back from her in maybe a few days or a few weeks or a few months or maybe a few years, or maybe we just won't hear. Well, we'll just assume that she's doing better, right? Is that normal? Is that logical, right? But once again, when you support the left, you support these things. And so when you find out these things happen, and this is not some crazy conspiracy theory, you can always double down and say, but these are isolated incidents, right? Just like Harvey Weinstein and all the other stuff in Hollywood, these are isolated incidents. We can't just take, just because a few thousand people did this or a few hundred people did, well, we can't just say that everybody's doing, well, you know, we can't just blah, 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 right? Because everyone has a right to constitutional protections, right? Well, except for American citizens when you have, like, say, vaccine mandates and stuff. But that's different. But aside from that, everyone should have the right to, you know, constitutional protections, you know, the Bill of Rights. You know, all of these things should be basically given to those who are not citizens, because we're all part of the global community. And I'm just going to keep on talking word salad jibber jabber because I'm a globalist who doesn't really care about our Constitution. Once again, the Chamber of Commerce, back to what this guy Tim Burkett said, the Chamber of Commerce doesn't care about you. They care about the almighty dollar. I've said this before, I'll say it again. You have those that worship the almighty dollar that are willingly being used by those that are pushing for globalism and one world government. There are those that want power that are controlling those that want money. It's a very simple game plan. It's a simple concept, and it works. It's timeless. It works. It's worked in the media. It's worked in Hollywood. It's worked, now we're finding out about big tech. And it even works in the healthcare industry. Because why? Because we live in a sinful, fallen world. Doesn't matter how many, you know, whatever letters or whatever you have after your name, PhD, doctor, this, that, and the other thing. The bottom line is human beings are sinful. They're fallible. And at the end of the day, we are all basically prone to our own devices if we're let to do these things, right? And so if we have a system that allows people to make money on the side while other people may suffer a little bit, oh, well, you know, you can always rationalize that. Well, but it's okay. You know, they'll find something else, right? Purely evil stuff. This guy is absolutely right. When he, you should watch this video. It's under a minute long. And basically, he says, look, it doesn't matter if the guy is your neighbor, if you go to church with him or whatnot, if he's in Congress, and he's not a good guy, vote him out. Doesn't matter if he's building a new library and he's you know, fixed the potholes in your neighborhood and all this stuff. If the guy's a dirtbag, if the guy's a liar, if the guy is a part of the uniparty globalist establishment, vote him out. This guy Neil Bortz said this years ago, and I've never agreed with everything that he said. He is a libertarian, and I agree with a lot of libertarian thought. And he made this one point. He said, everyone has this mindset that we need to clean up Congress. We need to clean out the House, clean out the Senate. We got to get rid of everybody except for the guy in my district, right? Because he built that new library. He paved our roads. He did this. He built this new bridge or whatever, or this new department, or this new, you know, whatever. He paid for this school. So he's a good guy. He's one of the good guys. But everybody else has got to go. That is the fundamental problem right now. That's one of the major issues that's going on right now. And one of the major reasons why things will never change, because people love pork. Votes can be bought. They can be bought. And it's pathetic. The Chamber of Commerce understands this, right? And so that's why, once again, you have a right to get cheap crap from China, but you can't get cheap crap from China if all the jobs come back to the U.S., right? So obviously, you know, we got to keep on pushing for slave labor and stuff and all of these other dictatorial dictatorships. You know, because, and also third world nations, because you have a right to cheap crap, right? Evil, evil stuff, purely evil stuff. I will continue to talk against it. Do I sound like an anti-capitalist? No, I am an anti-globalist. Take care. God bless. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. Good day.